The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, welcome back. It's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. There are few things more satisfying than a freshly polished pair of shoes. And Naeem from Syria realized there's an interesting chemistry question in there somewhere as well. He wants to know, what is shoe polish made of? If you want your leather shoes to continue to look clean and snazzy, then there's no way around it. You have to polish them occasionally. The polish that you apply contains both fats, lipids, and wax. The lipids make the leather soft and smooth, while the wax protects it from moisture and dirt and gives it a beautiful sheen. Connoisseurs often prefer Montan wax, a substance extracted from lignite, or carnauba, a wax that comes from a species of palm tree that grows in Brazil. Standard shoe creams are usually made of less expensive materials, though. For example, synthetic waxes made with polyethylene, a plastic that is also a major component in car and floor wax. But a lump of wax alone does not a shoe polish make. Shoe polish should be easy to spread over the surface of the leather and be able to quickly permeate into the pores on its surface. That's why manufacturers usually make either a cream or a paste containing dissolved wax. Shoe polish used to contain what are known as organic solvents like turpentine oil or white spirit. Most of today's polishes contain only environmentally friendly water. But because wax doesn't dissolve in water, you have to add an emulsifying agent to the mix. Emulsifiers are chemical mediators that allow water molecules to interact and combine with the wax. Polyethylene waxes have an advantage over other waxes in this respect. They need very little help from an emulsifier to mix with water. That's why they are often called self-emulsifying. The bond that the water forms with the wax is only stable as long as the polish stays in a tube or tin. The H2O is primarily there to act as a transport agent for the wax. After you apply the polish, the water evaporates, leaving behind a thin film of wax that then protects the surface of the shoes from further water. If you shine a light on a freshly polished shoe, then it's reflected by the wax on the surface, and the shoe has an attractive sheen. That reminds me, time to sit down with my shoes and a little polish and buff them up. It's always a good idea to turn words into deeds right away. Thanks for stopping by. See you again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.